Began a discussion about the Issur of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av with the Braisa at the end of Tainis Daf Lamed, also Likros B'Torah B'Nevi'im B'Ksuvim L'Shanos B'Mishnah B'Talmud B'Medrash B'Alochus B'Agodos, and the Braisa says, but Kore B'Kinos B'Iov U'B'Dvor Maroim She'B'Yirmiyah. So on the one hand, we have an Issur Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, but on the other hand, there are certain parts, we'll call them Dvarim Haroim, that we are permitted to study. And I wanted to point out that the Aruch Laner in Sukkah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis points out that when it says in the Gemara there, that Ovel Chayev B'chol Mitzvah Samuros B'Torah, with the exception of Tefillin, and he quotes the Ritva that we mentioned in the last shir in Moed Katan Daf Tesvav, who wants to know about Talmud Torah, just like we exclude the Ovel from the Mitzvah of Tefillin, we also exclude him from the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Why isn't that mentioned? The Aruch Laner says, Lanias Daiti, Yesh lomar od sharei eino osur rak b'divrei Torah ha-mesamchim lev avol dinei avelus udvarim roim mutal lilmod v'im kein b'ze yochol l'kayim mitzvahs Talmud Torah sharei gam ha-limud hazeh nechshav divrei Torah. So we see clearly that the Aruch Laner would not accept the premise of the Ritva, and this was also the premise of Rashi, if you remember, in Moed Katan, that the Brice and Sukkah should have added to the list of Chutz and the exemption of the Ovel from Tefillin, the exemption of the Ovel from Talmud Torah. Why isn't that in the Brice? And the answer of the Aruch Laner is because, in fact, the Ovel is not exempt from the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He's obligated in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, although at the same time, he's not allowed to study the balance of Torah, but he's allowed and therefore obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with regard to Dvarim Haroim. So therefore, he's not completely exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not like the case of Tefillin, and that's why the Braisa did not mention Talmud Torah. So whereas Rashi and the Ritva would seem to learn that there's an absolute ptur from Talmud Torah, so then according to Rashi and the Ritva, if you could add to the list of mitzvahs sha'avel p'turis v'imenu Talmud Torah, then it means that Dvarim Haroim are mutter, there's a heter, but not a kium. And that's what we discussed in the last year about a cheftza shel Torah and the justification of the Shibboleth Leket to make a bracha of Birchas HaTorah and Dvarim Haroim. And keep in mind that at this point we're not differentiating between Avel and Tisha B'Av, and we're assuming that in both cases it's either a heter to learn Dvarim Haroim or it's a mitzvah and a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, kiyum of Talmud Torah to learn Dvarim Haroim. Later on, perhaps we'll suggest a distinction between the two. The Aruch Laner is telling us that, and this again reflects Rabbi Nutam's final maskana, that an Ovel is allowed to learn Dvarim Haroim, and indeed he's Mekayim a mitzvah when he does so. Now, I'm not sure where the Mishnah Berurah holds in this whole discussion. Let's take a look in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, and that would be Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Tes. In this case, the Mishnah Berurah is in Sifkat and Vav. The Mechaber speaks about omitting the Ata Kadosh on Leil Tisha B'Av. And the reason for that is because in the Ata Kadosh we recite Uvolatzion Goel. That's a reference to Geula. That's not the part that interests me. He goes on, the Mishnah Berurah, explains Vani Zos Brisi, which is also which is the continuation of that statement in Ve'at HaKadosh, that has to be omitted on Tisha B'Av, because he says Asur B'Divrei Torah V'lo Shayach Lomar V'lo Yomushu Mipicha. So the bris that we're talking about is the bris of Torah, and we cannot recite V'lo Yomushu Mipicha at a time when we are enjoined from Talmud Torah. And it would seem at first glance that the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that even on Tisha B'Av there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah at all, and that's why we can't say Vanizos Brisi. Again, it is possible to push in that Enochinami, there is a mitzvah Talmud Torah vis-a-vis Dvarim Haroim, but since the mitzvah Talmud Torah doesn't express itself with regard to the balance of Torah, it's not a full-fledged bris, because a full-fledged bris would allow us and enjoin us to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and that doesn't apply. But be that as it may, if we take the Mishnah Berurah at face value, he seems to be reflecting the sheet of Rashi and the Ritva with regard to Avel, that there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah at all. And once again, if we don't differentiate between Talmud Torah for an Avel and Talmud Torah for Tisha B'Av, if we make that hashvah, that equation, then the Mishnah Berurah is justified in explaining that we have to omit the bris of Lo Yamushu Mipicha on Tisha B'Av, because there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. Now again, alternatively, as I said, the Mishnah Berurah might accept the position that there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, but since it's a very limited one, and we don't have the possibility of learning Kol HaTorah Kula, therefore we change the nusach, we drop this mention of the bris and Lo Yamushu, since most Chelkei HaTorah are left out of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, we left that out. So it's not 100% clear, but again, the simple pshat in the Mishnah Berurah would lead one to believe that there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, which means that Dvar Maroyim on Tisha B'Av is just a heter, but not a kiyum of Talmud Torah. And the one who discusses this issue head-on, explicitly, and addresses this question as to whether or not there's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah that's fulfilled with Dvar Maroyim, or there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah at all, is the Shevet Yehuda. And that was authored by Rabbi Yehuda Iyash, who is the great giant of Algiers. And according to Rabbi Yehuda Iyash, who wrote a sefer on Yoredeya, and there in Simon Shin Pei Dalid, Hilchus Avelus, Avel Asur B'Talmud Torah, there he addresses this question. And he says that when the Mechaber says, Avel Mutal Likros Be'iov Ubekinos in Shin Pei Dalet, it sounds like it's just a reshus and a license, but he could choose not to learn Eicha and Iov and Kinos and Dvar Maroim Shabirmiya. That is his decision. And therefore he's allowed to choose either to learn these parts of the Torah or to leave them out. And he says that the implication is that if an Avel is potter from Talmud Torah, mashma would seem that he's potter legamre. That's the way he understands the language of the Shulchan Aruch, mutar lilmod bidvar maroyim. It's a heter, but it's not a kiyum. And in that sense, the Shevet Yehuda is reflecting what we thought was a simple pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, and is certainly the understanding of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in his original position, all in Moed Katan Daf Chaf Aleph, and the Ritva there in Moed Katan, that the Avil is potter not just from Talmud, from Tefillin, but also from Talmud Torah, and the Dvar Maroyim is just a heter. Now, we could assume, possibly, that the Shevet Yehuda is limited to Hilchas Avelus. He writes this comment in his Shevet Yehuda on Yoredeya, and there's a fundamental distinction between the Avel and Tisha B'Av. Now, why would I want to push that into the Shevet Yehuda? And the answer is, let's read the next piece in the Shevet Yehuda, in which he tries to prove that indeed there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah incumbent upon the Avel. And he says that the Tur brings two opinions as to whether or not on Tisha B'Av you're allowed to study Dvarim HaRoyim. And it doesn't make sense that this machlokes should be so extreme from one extreme position to the other. And what that means is that if the Torah is quoting an opinion that says that in Avelus, unlike Tisha B'Av, there's an absolute Isur of Talmud Torah that includes even Dvar Maroyim, that's one opinion. And we said that Rashi seems to be going with that opinion, and the Pashtus and the Braisa regarding Avel, it doesn't make any exception to the rule of the Isur Talmud Torah, would seem to be all-inclusive. No mention at all of Dvar Maroyim, and that's again Rabbeinu Tam's initial position. It seems to be the position of the Ritva. The Tur quotes this opinion that Enochinami on Avel, even Dvar Maroyim, is Asur. Now, the Shevet Yehuda presents the following logic. Does it make sense to say that we go from one polar extreme to the other? That one Maimonides says it's Asur to learn Dvar Maroyim during Avelus, and the other Deo, which he identifies with the Rosh, allows you to learn for the Avel to learn Dvar Maroyim, that he's going as far as to say that it's a Chiyuv and it's a Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Then you're really widening the gap here tremendously. It makes more sense to say that if there's one Maimonides that says it's also to study Dvar Maroyim Bavelus, then the other Man Yomar, meaning the Rosh, is going to allow you to study Dvar Maroyim. But he's not going to go as far as to assume that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Hence, the Shevet Yehuda brings himself to maintain that position that we saw in Rabbeinu Tam Bitzi Russo. That's how we learned Rashi, and certainly the Ritva, that the Avil is completely exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And now we come back to Tisha B'Av. What would the Shevet Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, say about Talmud Torah for every Jew on Tisha B'Av? Are we obligated or are we not obligated? And it seems to me that there's plenty of room to say that in fact we are obligated, even though the Shevet Yehuda insists that in the case of an Avel, he's completely exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But that's only because of this, you know, he wants to avoid this extreme machlokas, that we have the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam Bitzi Russo, etc., etc., quoted by the Tur, that an Avil is enjoined from learning even Dvarim Haroyim, and he doesn't want to say that those who disagree with that Shita, namely the Rosh Visiyasa, that they would go as far as to say there's a Chiyuv to learn Dvarim Haroyim. But in the case of Tisha B'Av, we have the explicit Braisa at the end of Tainis that allows us to study Dvarim Haroyim. Once we know that there's no debate about that, Kuliyamalo Pligi, it's absolutely universally accepted that there's a heter of Dvarim Haroyim on Tisha B'Av, then we might go a step further and say it's not just a heter, but it's also a kiyum. So we really don't know if the Shevet Yehuda would push the agenda that even in the case of Tisha B'Av, there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which can be fulfilled vis-a-vis Dvarim Haroyim. So again, I cannot be 100% sure, but I would be inclined to believe that according to the Shita of the Shevet Yehuda, there is a fundamental difference between Tisha B'Av on the one hand and Avelus on the other hand, in which case, with regard to Avel, he's got an absolute exemption from Talmud Torah. With regard to Tisha B'Av, there's a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, which is fulfilled by learning Dvarim Haroyim. In the next part of the Shevet Yehuda, he makes reference to the Ran at the beginning of this Simon, that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ran is based on the Ramban, to quote the Heter that applies to Divrei Torah in the case of an Avel, and the question whether we want to assume that the Iser of Divrei Torah to an Avel might be limited to Yom Rishon, Dumya the Tefillin, and that's a fascinating discussion unto itself. Now, since we mentioned one of the great Sephardic poskim, again, this is going back 3 centuries ago, the Shevet Yehuda, we might also mention the famous Kaf HaChaim, who lived about 100 years ago, he was like the Mishnah Berurah for Sfardim, and he writes in Hilchas Tisha B'Av on the comment of the Shulchan Aruch, Aval Korehu Be'iov Udvar Maharam Shebi'irmiya, he writes the Kaf HaChaim that Simon Tof Kuf Nun Dalid, V'im Eino Rotza Lilmod Klal Rashoi. It means that according to the Kaf HaChaim, Tisha B'Av has a heter to study Dvarim HaRoyim, but there's no chiyuv at all. And again, this would reflect the shita of Shevet Yehuda that we just saw. Although again, as I said, the Shevet Yehuda is only willing to say that an Avel is potter from Kriyat Shema. I'm sorry, potter from Talmud Torah. The Kaf HaChaim wants to take this a step further and push us into Tisha B'Av and say that even on Tisha B'Av there's nothing more than just a heter to learn Dvarim HaRoyim Shebi Yirmiyah, but there's no chiyuv of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Again, we saw the Shevet Yehuda, and we want to differentiate. The Shevet Yehuda would maintain that a novel is part of the Talmud Torah, but not on Tisha B'Av. And then we saw the Kaf HaChaim that even on Tisha B'Av, it's not a kiyum of Talmud Torah, it's just a heter to learn Dvarim HaRoyim. And now we can take a look at a Sefer Rav Chaim Palagi, who was the Turkish Rav out there in Izmir, which was a major Jewish community, probably the most major or most religious community in Turkey in its time. And the Rav there was Rav Chaim Palagi. Many Sfarim have been written about him. And he authored a book called Moed L'chol Chai. And in the section that's dedicated to the laws of Menachem Av, and specifically in Simon Yud, with regard to Tisha B'Av, and here it's Os Chof Aleph, he speaks about the din of Mitzvahs Talmud Torah with regard to Tisha B'Av and Avel, and he seems to take the opposite position, that there's a chiyuv Mitzvahs Talmud Torah with regard to Dvarim HaRoyim, and he disagrees somewhat belligerently with the Shevet Yehuda. Again, the Shevet Yehuda was of the opinion that there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah in the case of an Avel, and the Moed L'chol Chai is of the opinion that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah incumbent upon the Avel, and how much more so on Tisha B'Av. Now, I just want to make a point here that in the initial paragraph here in this Os Chof Aleph, he discusses a topic which Belinetta will hopefully come back to, and that is what happens if Tisha B'Av coincides with Shabbos, where we push off the Tzom, the Tainus is Nidchet till Yom Rishon, till Sunday. And the question is there still some sort of vestige of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, which will come to the fore with regard to an Issa Talmud Torah. Now, in a certain sense, technically, although it's the ninth of Av, it's Erev Tisha B'Av, meaning from the perspective of the Tainus, it's Erev Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is pushed off to the tenth of Av, because we're not going to fast, etc., on Shabbos. Then we have the case, every year, of Erev Tisha B'Av. And what happens in a case where, for example, Tisha B'Av falls out on Yom Rishon, and therefore Erev Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos? And again, the question is whether or not we should activate or insist on an Issa Talmud Torah on Shabbos. And he mentions that there are three different pathways, three different positions on this issue. The first position he quotes is that in both cases there's an Issur to study Torah after Chatzos, which means that if Shabbos coincides with Tisha B'Av, then Shabbos in the afternoon becomes Erev Tisha B'Av. And of course, if Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, then the laws that govern Erev Tisha B'Av will apply on that Shabbos. So whether or not The ninth of Av now on Shabbos becomes like the eighth of Av, meaning since we push off the Tainis to Sunday, therefore Tisha B'Av on Shabbos becomes like Erev Tisha B'Av, or we're talking about Erev Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. In both cases, according to this first opinion, there's going to be a prohibition against learning Torah after Chatzos, which means after Chatzos is Erev Tisha B'Av. And the reason for that, obviously, is because Shabbos, although it does have the power to remove, let's say, Avelus Bekuvah Aseh, some sort of outward form or expression of Avelus, that would be antithetical to Shabbos, but nevertheless, when it comes to the Issur Talmud Torah, that could be fulfilled even on Shabbos. Nobody has to know the difference. It doesn't have to be Pogea in the Rucho or Kedushaso Shal Shabbos. And therefore, there is an Issur Talmud Torah from Chatzos in the afternoon and on. The second opinion, he says, is maybe there's a difference between these two scenarios, namely between Shabbos falling out on Erev Tisha B'Av or Shabbos is on Tisha B'Av itself. And he says the following: Yesh l'chalik bein Erev Tisha B'Av l'Tisha B'Av bi'atzmo kol hayom. He wants to suggest that if Tisha B'Av coincides with Shabbos, then that Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, and therefore the Iser of Talmud Torah should apply. On the other hand, the Erev Tisha B'Av, that's a lighter kind of discussion or kind of prohibition. It's not really the full-fledged Iker Adin, and on Shabbos we're going to waive that din of Iser Talmud Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av. Again, if Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, that's a different story. And the third opinion says that B'Shneim Muto Lilmod, that Shabbos is indeed Mafkia Avelus completely, totally, and therefore there is no Issur Talmud Torah on Shabbos. However, that's not the point that we want to get out of the Moed L'Chol Chai. In the Hemshech HaDvarim here, in the middle of this Os Chof Aleph, which is quite a long Os, he writes, U'mashakosa b'mati Yehuda l'inyin Ovel, v'erech ha'shulchan l'gabi Tisha B'Av, d'imrotze Leo's Botel Rashoi, says the following, that the Mata Yehuda, which is again the same author as the Shevet Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Yash, and now he quotes the Erech HaShulchan, another Sephardic posek, they hold that with regard to Tisha B'Av, if he wants to omit any sort of study of Dvarim HaRoim, he's allowed to do so, because it was only a heter to allow you to study Dvar Maroyim, but there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And on that, the Moed L'Chol Chai, Reb Chaim Palagi says, Li Hapout, that's his humility, Tzricha Rabba, I need a lot of thought about this. I have trouble with this. Ani Mitztayer, he says that the concept of not learning Torah at all and being Batel, you know, and allowing us to be completely bottled from Torah, he says, I can't really live with that. It's very uncomfortable for me. He's mitzvah on Noshim, when they're there, they waste that time in their betelos. And now you want to add to the men this concept of Tisha B'Av and Avelus, that once again there's no obligation whatsoever to study Torah. So clearly, the Moed L'Chol Chai is maintaining the position that both on Tisha B'Av and in Ovel there is a chiyuv of mitzvah Talmud Torah, which is fulfilled again through Dvarim HaRoim. And although he quotes the Shevet Miyehuda, the Erech HaShulchan, he disagrees with them and somewhat harshly rejects their opinion. Now, again, we have to look in the Bir Aloch in Tavkuf Nun Gimel, who is really upset about the fact that people will spend the bulk of Tisha B'Av, you know, walking through the streets and the marketplaces and schmoozing about everything that's chulin, that's mundane, and basically they're in a state of batola. That's not what Tisha B'Av was meant to be, says the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Aloch. And I think that kind of a spirit reflects itself here in Reb Chaim Palagi in Moed L'chol Chai, because he cannot tolerate a situation where you give a person a choice situation, whether choice to make a decision whether he wants to learn Torah or he doesn't want to learn Torah. And if he doesn't want to learn Torah, he could be Yoshev Batel. That's not something that he feels comfortable with. There's got to be a Chiv Talmud Torah, and that's going to apply both in the case of Tisha B'Av and in the case of an Ovel as well. Now, they've published recently a series of Sfarim based on Rav Yosef Shalom El-Yoshev, Zichrono Livracha, his Ha'aris on different Masechtas. And on Masechtah Moed Katan, on Daf Chaf Aleph, he begins by quoting this Mati Yehuda that we saw before, that even though the Ovel is allowed to study Dvar Maroyim, but nevertheless it's only a heter, it gives him license and permission to do so, but he doesn't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And on that, Rav Yashiv expresses a view which I think is very reflective of what we saw in Rav Chaim Palagi. Eino nearly klal, ala boru pasha devarai, kevet shemutu bedvar maroim, im kein harehu mechuyiv bazeh, makayim bazeh mitzvah saseh the Talmud Torah. So according to the very strong, you know, push here of Rav Yashiv, if you're allowed to learn Torah, then you're obligated to learn Torah, that the heter of Dvar Maroim on Tisha B'Av goes a lot further than just being a heter, but rather it generates a chiyuv and a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And then he quotes the Mati Yehuda's proof to maintain this position. And Rashi says that the Brisa and Sukkah that exempts the Ovel from Tefillin would likewise exempt him from Talmud Torah. And he writes, and he says the only reason why Rashi would mention such a thing is because he maintains the position of Rabbeinu Tam b'Tzeirusa she'asur li'avel lilmod af b'dvar maroyim. So if you're going to maintain the position that an avel is enjoined from even learning dvar maroyim, then I can accept that there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah in the case of an Ovel. But Yesh Rishonim Sovrim Demutar Bidvar Maroyim, that he's allowed to learn Dvar Maroyim. And if that be the case, then Rav Yoshev will insist that there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So Rashi belongs to a certain camp, which is Rabbeinu Tam b'Tzeirusa, that there's no heter for Talmud Torah. That there's no heter for Talmud Torah for Dvar Maroyim, and therefore there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah for an Ovel. It's completely removed. But he says, since the bulk of Rishonim assume that just like on Tishbav you're allowed to study Dvar Maroyim, so too an Ovel is allowed to study Dvar Maroyim, and that's Rabbeinu Tam's position. Biziknuso, his final position, then we have to insist, and it makes a lot of sense, that the Ovel is chayiv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And certainly Tisha B'Av, we're all chayovim in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's the position here of Rav Elyoshev. Now, there's a very, very famous Sefer Psak of the Ashkenazim called the Maimar Mordechai. Now, his last name was Karmi. He lived actually in Provence. So I'm not sure if he was an Ashkenazi or not. Okay, we have to check that out. But be that as it may, the Maimar Mordechai is a very frequently quoted, reliable posek that's brought down often. And I wanted to look again in Siman Tovkuf Nun Dalid when the Mechaber says Sha'asa Lilmod Al Yidei Hirhur, that Talmud Torah, with the exception of Dvar Maroyim, is forbidden on Tisha B'Av, even if you're only thinking Divrei Torah. And here, the Maimar Mordechai quotes the Taz and the Magen Avraham to the effect that Chayov. Well, let me leave that out for a second. The main thrust of what the Taz and the Magen Avraham is saying here, as quoted here in the Maimar Mordechai, focuses on the issue of how to learn Dvarim Haroim. You know, so you're on Tisha B'Av and you've got in front of you a Sefer Iyov or Kinnis, Eicha. You have certain sugyas of Agadita in Hanizakin. You have a lot of different things open to you. And the question is, are you allowed to be mefalpel, or must you stay floating on the surface? In other words, sometimes when we learn Torah and we teach Torah, we just read the words and translate them. But we don't delve deeper and analyze and ask and come up with new insights. And according to the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the Heta to for Dvarim Haroim on Tisha B'Av is only to learn them in the most superficial way, avalo b'derech pilpul, because if it's b'derech pilpul, then mishum de simcha hilo, he's converting Dvarim Haroim into Dvarim Haroim simcha. That mood of simcha is antithetical to Tisha B'Av. And the Maimar Mordechai has something to say about this. He has a comment. He says, "Nirulinius daiti shadover kosha mitzad atzmo." You know, what are you talking to? You're addressing yourself to little children who don't understand the word of Torah. You're addressing yourself to some sort of intellectual, retard, so to speak. He calls him shufterei askina, somebody who's going to just read the words and not think about them. It says in the Shas and the Poskim that you're allowed to learn Lilmod Dvarim Haroim. And even with a Pirush, you're going to have to learn a Pirush, and the Pirush is going to come and ask questions and answer questions. You yourself might be curious and ask questions and analyze. And therefore he says that Nira Deshari Lahavin Ulafalpa Behem Kaboshi Yitztarech. Lamaisa, he doesn't want to paskin for us because he's afraid to be makil against the Magen Avraham and the Taz. But nevertheless, the thrust of what he wants to say is that once you're being matir part of the Torah, then you should give it a din of Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah means delving deeply into it. So again, this really comes back to our original issue. If Dvarim Haroim is just a heter, and perhaps as far as the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is concerned, on Tisha B'Av, that mitzvah was completely uprooted and removed, then any heter that you have is just that. It's a heter. You know, read Dvarim Haroim, remain on the surface, don't get too excited about coming up with new insights and new chidushim. If, on the other hand, you can assume that even on Tisha B'Av there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, however, that mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is incumbent upon us on Tisha B'Av, is limited to Dvarim Haroim, then it makes sense that once Dvarim Haroim is subject to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's not just the heter, then we should exhaust those Dvarim Haroim in terms of our understanding and delve deeper and deeper into those areas. And I was thinking perhaps that Rav Soloveitchik, you know, when he gave us kinnis in Boston, every Tisha B'Av we used to travel to Boston and spend, let's say, long, long hours with Rav Soloveitchik reading the kinnis, in which he would interpret the kinnis, and very often he had, more often than not, he had new insights into the kinnis. He felt that the kinnis of Rav Lazar Kalir were written by a Tana, and it was like a Mishnah where he could be medayik in every word, and that's what he did. And you wondered, you know, the Rabbanim sometimes would say to each other on Tisha B'Av up in Boston, Gut Yontif, meaning it was such a pleasure and such an enjoyment to hear the Rav's insights on this topic, that it was like a yontif for them. And nevertheless, Rav Soloveitchik did it. So again, he only did it with regard to kinnis and eicha and so forth, but he understood perhaps like the Maimar Mordechai, that once Dvarim Haroim was excluded from the Issa Talmud Torah, then it goes back into the original mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and we have to learn it with gishmak, with chidushim, with insights. Now again, the source for an avel to learn Talmud Torah here in Moikotin Tesvav, which Rashi quotes earlier, I mean, we learned it earlier, but it's actually later in the Masechta on Chaf Aleph, Avel Osor B'Divrei Torah Midika Omar Rachmona LiYechezkel Dom. Notice the Ribbono Shel Olam mandated Yechezkel, he's going to be an Avel, is Hanik Dom. And Hanik Dom generates, or we derive from that pasuk, that Osor B'Divrei Torah, an Avel is forbidden from learning Torah. So that's in Moed Katan on Daf Tesvav. Now we've mentioned in the past the Shibole HaLeket, and the Shibole HaLeket in Hilchos Smachos quotes a Gaonim, a Shita of the Gaonim, that on any day that we are enjoined from Talmud Torah, whether it's the case of an Ovel or the case of Tisha B'Av, Asur Levarech Birchas HaTorah. There's no room for Birchas HaTorah. There's a footnote here on the bottom of the Shibole HaLeket from one of the contemporaries, and he writes that Hochichu HaAchronim She'af HaDvarim Shemutarim Lilbo B'Tishvav Eino Midin Talmud Torah Sheyom Zehu Mufka Mimenu. In other words, as we discussed in the previous shiur, since Simcha is essential to Torah and antithetical to Avelus and Tisha B'Av, therefore there's no room for Torah and an obligation to study Torah. Eliyesh Hetel Lilmod Biosa Yom. There was a green light, a license given to read Dvarim Haroim on that day. But once again, this is only a heter and it's not a kiyum. And if it's not midin Talmud Torah, and there's no kiyum of Talmud Torah, then the Shibole HaLeket's quote here in the name of the Gaonim rings true. How can you make a bracha on a day in which you're completely exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? And here again, it would pay to introduce the other shita and justify why we do make a bracha on Talmud Torah, both the Avel and Tisha B'Av. And that might mean because there's not an absolute Isur Talmud Torah, neither in Tisha B'Av and not even in Avelus. There are Dvar Maroim, and that Dvar Maroim really substantiates the original Chiyuv of Talmud Torah that now expresses itself in a very limited area of Torah. But be that as it may, he has to recite Birchas HaTorah in order to cover that limited area of Torah that he will be studying on that day. So if you want to look this up, you'll see this in footnote number 45 in the Shibole HaLeket. And let's see if we can add something as we go along. We mentioned earlier that we got the impression from the Mishnah Berurah that there was no chiyuv of Talmud Torah, neither during Avelus nor during Tisha B'Av, nor on Tisha B'Av. However, there's another Mishnah Berurah that maybe should be taken into advisement in this context. And now we're in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalid, and we're looking at Sif Yud Beis. And this is a discussion about rechitza, washing your body on Tisha B'Av, which of course is one of the categories of halacha that generates an isur. But the Shulchan Aruch says that you can submerge yourself in water if there's a higher purpose to that process. But the Mechaber is talking about cases where there would be a heter to wash one's body, or at least to submerge one's body in water, for, as we said, a greater good. And he speaks about how holich lahakbil pnei rabo over b'mayim ad sa'avaro v'yeinu choshesh. Now, why would kabolas pnei rabo be applicable on Tisha B'Av? After all, Tisha B'Av is not a yontif, it's not a day of Talmud Torah. What are we going to the Rebbe?
And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah writes here, in terms of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbah, that's the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Gimel, that mitzvah ika, there's a kiyum of lekabel pnei rabo even on a regular weekday, including Tisha B'Av. Shema yishma mimenu eze divrei Torah. The hope is that when he's mekabel pnei rabo, he's going to hear Torah. Now this is a little bit strange because we were medayik in the Mishnah Berurah that there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah insisted on leaving out of Volat Zion because of the verse of Brisi, of Lo Yomish Mi Torah Mi Picha, and there's no Talmud Torah. So if our diuk in the Mishnah Berurah was correct there with regard to Uvolat Zion, and those Shinu Nuschos there to omit Uvolat Zion because there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah, then it's pretty odd that we're going to allow him to submerge himself into water on his way to be Makabel Pnei Rabo, the purpose of which is learning Divrei Torah. I mean, there is no chiyuv of Divrei Torah, and if so, maybe there's no chiyuv of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo, and if there's no chiyuv of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo, there should be no heter to do so and go into the water and submerge his body into water, which is a violation of Rechitza on Tisha B'Av. And I think the only way of reconciling these two Mishnah Berurahs is to say that, in fact, the Mishnah Berurah holds there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo on Tisha B'Av, but yet to talk about the bris of Torah and the Lo Yomish Sefer Torah Zemi Picha Yom V'Laila, for that we need the entire gamut of Torah, and not this very limited area of Dvar Maroim. That's not enough to justify, you know, thanking Hashem for the bris and the Lo Yomish Sefer Torah Zemi Picha. Now, if we look here in Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Dal towards the end of the Siman, the Mechaber says that Meleches Dovra Oved Mutter. And this sounds awfully similar to what we know about Chol HaMoed, because one of the Heterim for Melacha on Chol HaMoed is Dovra Oved, and the Mechaber extends that Heter to Tisha B'Av. And as we don't do malach on Tisha B'Av, we don't do malach on Chol HaMoed, and yet on Chol HaMoed we're certainly permitted to do a Dovra Aved, what would be on Tisha B'Av a Dovra Aved? And there's a fascinating comment, you know, in the Mishnah Berurah's publication, there's also something called the Shari Tshuva, and he writes in the Shari Tshuva, it's actually Os Chaf, that writing Chidushei Torah on Tisha B'Av, even in a situation where you're afraid you'll forget, if you wait till after Tisha B'Av and then write it down, you'll, in the meantime, in the interim, you'll have forgotten your Torah. That's really a Dovra Avod. And certainly, it would be mutter to write Chidushei Torah on Chol HaMoed if he has an inkling, a chashash, that maybe he would forget it. Can we apply that same principle to Tisha B'Av? And he says, no. Nireh, Demishan is Chadishlo Eza Chidush, Ein Le Kosvo B'Tishabov, Afagav to B'Chol HaMoed Kosvo Lahatir, Shiny Tishabov de Simcha Hilo, Kisha Kosev Chidushe Torah. The Gam, Ein Ogak Yom Echad Vein Chash Sheyishkach. Now it seems to me that the Chumrah here of the Shari Tshuva about writing Divrei Torah is predicated on the assumption that ksiva is kedibur domi. For example, the Mechaber paskins that you only make a bracha on dibur b'divrei Torah, birchas haTorah. That's the kiyum of Talmud Torah. Hirhur is not dibur, and therefore there would be no justification of birchas haTorah for hirhur. If that be the case, then writing Torah should be no different than hirhur. So the Mechaber actually paskins in Siman Mem Zayin and Hilchas Birchas HaTorah that if you are writing Divrei Torah, even though you don't say a word, so there's no actual dibur, but the ksiva is like a dibur, and that would justify and obligate indeed a Birchas HaTorah. So we see that there is a cube of Talmud Torah through ksiva. And if that be the case, I can justify the chumrah here of the Shari Tshuva, since it's an Issur of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. Writing Divrei Torah would be equivalent to to learning Torah, and learning Torah is forbidden. Again, if he was writing Chidushei Torah regarding Dvarim HaRoyim Shebi Yirmiyah, that would certainly be different, because there's no Issa Talmud Torah with regard to Dvarim HaRoyim. At least, I don't know about Chidushim, we had a long discussion before, and we saw that the Maimar Mordechai was seriously inclined to think that once we're learning and there's limud of Dvar Maroim Shebi Yirmiyah, etc., we should learn it the way it should be learned. And we could even come up with new chidushim if we write those chidushim. That would be a kiyum of Talmud Torah, but only within the context of that discipline of Torah called Dvar Maroim. And that is mutar on Tishva, so that should be okay. But the Chumra here, the Shari Tshuva, is with regard to the balance of Torah. And certainly, Ksivas Divrei Torah would be a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Now, in truth, the idea of writing Chidushei Torah on Tisha B'Av should be asur with a kal v'chomer from Hirhur. Hirhur b'divrei Torah engenders Simcha, then certainly Ksivos divrei Torah engenders Simcha. That's what I think the Shari Tshuva here is emphasizing when he says that Mishan Eschadish is a Chidush is Talmud is Simcha Hulo. This is already a great Simcha for him, and therefore in Chol HaMoed, where there's no Iser of Talmud Torah, there's just an Iser Malacha, you could be Mati the Malacha because of Dovar HaOvud. But in Talmud Torah, we're not talking about the Iser Talmud Torah and Ksivas Talmud Torah B'Torah's Malacha, that would be Mutter because of Dovar HaOvud, but rather Ksivas Divrei Torah B'Torah's Pikudei Hashem Yisham Samchei Lev, a violation of the Iser Talmud Torah, and that's where we should be careful about not writing Chidushei Torah. And my point is that Bamed Dvar Mamurim, that's only the bulk of Torah. So you have a Chidush in Shor Shenogach Sapara, that you should not write down B'Torah Stavra Ovid on Tisha B'Av, because that's either a Kiyum of Talmud Torah, or certainly it's Misamech HaSalev, no less, but a lot more than Hirhur B'Divrei Torah, which is also on Tisha B'Av. And with regard to Dvar Maroim, as we saw in the Maimar Mordechai, there's no Iser of Talmud Torah, and on the contrary, there might be a Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore Ksiva in those areas of Talmud Torah should be acceptable. Now, it's interesting that one of the Hasidic Rebbes, one of the greats, the Magen Mikojnitz, in his Avodas Yisrael and Parshas Dvarim, he mentions that Chachomim were koveya the day of Tisha B'Av as a day of Iser Limud Torah, and in order to do so, we have to activate the principle of Eis Lasos Lashem Heferu Sorasecha. It sounds like he understood that Chachomim were being oker a mitzvah d'oraisa on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanon and Talmud Torah is d'oraisa. But we have the famous principle that Yesh Koch B'Yad Chachomim Lakar Dovim and Ator B'Shev V'Al Taseh, and it seems that the Koznitzer is applying that principle here to the Iser Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. That Iser can only be justified and authorized within the context of Shev V'Al Taseh. Now let's just spend the balance of the time that we have here on the discussion that we touched upon earlier today of Erev Tisha B'Av. And if you take a look in the Ramah in Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, he writes, Nagu shelo lilmod b'erev Tisha B'Av, michatzos v'elech, ki im b'dvarim ha-mutarim b'tisha B'Av. And the simple pshat, I mean, at least I think the knee-jerk response to this Iser of Talmud Torah in the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av would be that it's based on the atmosphere, so to speak, of Tisha B'Av. Because in Erev Tisha B'Av we have the Sudam Afsekes, and we sit on the ground. There's already a beginning, an initiation into, slowly, gradually moving into the mood of Avelus, and therefore Talmud Torah is inappropriate. However, if you take a look in the Taz, I think you get a slightly different picture. The Taz writes, Matzasi kosu b'shem marshal shalomad achar chatzos b'chol erev tisha b'av v'afilu hitil achirim lilmot. That to assume that on Erev Tisha B'Av there's an Issa Talmud Torah, that's really going far. And the Marshal did not tolerate that minhag. He was mora even to others that they should learn Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av. There is no halachic status of Tisha B'Av and Erev Tisha B'Av. For example, the Chamisha Inuyim, right, of Ne'ilas HaSandol and Rechitza and Sicha and so forth, they don't apply in Erev Tisha B'Av. So why should we apply the Issa of Talmud Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av? And I think I would embellish this argument with the Kuznitz that we mentioned before. It's Eislas Sol Hashem Eferus Hasecha Dal Al Rishonim on a Mitztar. It's enough that Chazal exercised their authority to remove the mitzvah of Talmud Torah on one day out of the year, namely on Tisha B'Av, and now you want to extend that to Erev Tisha B'Av? Who says that that's also included of other Eislas Sol Hashem? And if it is, then it's got to be included in the halacha per se. It should not reflect itself in some sort of a minhag, that the minhag to be oker Talmud Torah, that goes too far. And we mentioned in the last year that in Satmar they do have this, you know, minhag, and maybe other Hasidim, of not learning on a certain night during the year. But again, I don't think that the Marshal, from his perspective, and probably not the Taz, would be very happy about that. You know, to create a minhag that removes a mitzvah d'oraisa, and no less important than Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that's really going very far. Now, how do we see this all lahaloch lamais? Should we be learning Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av, or should we be not? And if we should avoid Talmud Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av, we should be focused on Dvarim Aroyim already from Chatzos and on Erev Tisha B'Av. So on this comment of Nagu Shalo Lilmod the Erev Tisha B'Av Mechatzos V'Elech Ki Im B'Dvarim Amutar B'Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a just one second, let's just find the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, first of all, that Yesh Achronim Shepikpiku Mi'od Al HaMinhag HaZeh V'Rishon L'Kol Hu HaMarshal. And the Marshal again testifies himself that he did learn Torah, in fact, after Chatzos, and he was matir his Talmidim. The Gaon in his Bir Agra writes that it's a Chumra Yisera. But the most important and perhaps the most revealing presentation is that of the Maamar Mordechai that we mentioned. You know, we mentioned the Maamar Mordechai before. Now he's being quoted verbatim here in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says that it's a Dovra Mevi Harbe Lidei Bittel Torah Leha Talmidim. Now that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here, that this minhag is creating a heck of a lot of Bittel Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av for many people, and therefore the Maamar Mordechai is opposed to this minhag as was the Marshal way before him. And based on this, the Mishnah Berurah comes to the conclusion, Nira de Misha Rotza Lahakil Bezeh Ein Mochin Biyodo. Meaning we're going to let it go to each individual, so to speak, to make his decision. And if he decides to opt for learning Torah and Erev Tisha B'Av, we're not going to call him bad names, and we're not going to object to what he's doing. So that in the Mishnah Berurah is just a short, you know, how should I say, summary of the Maamar Mordechai. But if you look in the Bir Halacha, he has a longer discussion about this, Zelashon HaMaamar Mordechai, and this goes on and on. Wow, it's a very long quote for the Maamar Mordechai. But we'll just focus on maybe a few highlights. He writes, Dafilu Biyom Tisha B'Av. Just one second. Lost the place here for a second. Just one second. Afilu, where is this? Oh, here it is.
afilu b'yom Tisha B'Av atzmo hayolanu lahakel. Wow, the Maim Mordechai is going very far over here. He's saying that even on Tisha B'Av we really should be mekil on Talmud Torah. And why is that? He says, Einenu Ros, the Kama Talmidei Chachom Misrashlim Belimud Hamutar Biyom Tisha B'Av. The Talmidei Chachom who don't even push themselves to learn on Tisha B'Av that which you're allowed to learn, Mishum Ditzar Hulahem, Lilmod Mesha Einam Regilim, right? They're not holding in Yirmiya. They're not learning Kinnis right now, so it's hard for them to focus on those areas of Torah. He says, "Vani bavonusai harabim ke'echad mihem." So, even on Tisha B'Av, we find it very difficult to push ourselves to learn Dvar Maroyim. It's mitzayer. It's very difficult. We're not holding. We're not rugil. That's what I mentioned before. The Rav was a major breakthrough that he made us enjoy our study of Rabbi Elazar HaKalia Kinnis. But before that, it was just a sefer sasum. And it was very difficult to study Kinnis. The language itself is almost impossible. So that's one negative thing about Tisha B'Av itself. But then he goes on and says to extend that to Erev Tisha B'Av. And he writes, Bavonosenu Arab Niskalkulu Adoros. We don't have, you know, the same high level of the original generations back when. And therefore, Biyom Tisha B'Av Atzmo, what do we find that goes on Tisha B'Av itself, is that people, Metailinen B'Shuka, B'Shvakim, Mesichim B'Sichos Chulin, they end up completely battling, going on walks and schmoozing about things that are totally inappropriate for Tisha B'Av. Afili Yodim Sefer, Uktas Lomdim, Mekilim B'Zeh. And even some Talmidei Chachamim, says the Maim Mordechai, are lenient about going on walks and hikes on Tisha B'Av. Because if you're not learning Torah, why not go on a hike? He says, Upshita, and it seems absolutely clear to me that the word Maim Mordechai, that if you had these two choices, either to go on a tiyul or shmooze about the baseball scores, or alternatively to study Torah, I'd rather if you learn Torah. Have a odiflu lilmod. And he quotes a Yushalmi to support this. Klum amru de limud, klum asru halimud elikadeshu yoshvim beinyone tsar veavelus mitoklach zochrim vidoagim al churban abayis. The whole purpose of instituting this Isur Talmud Torah was in order to fulfill the positive kiyum of Avelus, meaning to be mitztayer and doeg al achurban, v'ametaylim v'amesichim suchas betum mizmasichim datem in Avelus. They completely get distracted from Avelus. Umitokach, and it's even worse than that. Boim lidei schok vehitol, you know, involved in sort of like hololus in frivolities. Elamiato she iser baruhu b'shasu posu b'shita dein lanu koch lahakel. He says, you know, if it was up to me, and you know, intuitively, says the Maim Mordechai, I would have been mekil about learning Torah on Tisha B'Av. But I can't do that because it's clear in the Brisa at the end of Tainis, it's clear in all the poskim and the Shulchan Aruch, etc., that you're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. By the way, here in the Maimar Muzga, I'd just like to add that they have various legends about various gedolim that maybe they caught him learning on Tisha B'Av or an Avelus, you know, the Rogachev and so forth and so on. And I told you about the Rav. He says, fine, I'm not be Erev Tisha B'Av. Now you want to tell me that we have to extend this chumra that we're not ready for on our level. It's much more appropriate for the Doris of Rishonim, but not for our Dor. And now you want to extend that to Tisha B'Av. His kevon shelo, his huskar b'shasu b'poskim. Since it wasn't mentioned neither in shas or poskim, it's not really an iser Talmud Torah per se. V'chein ani noeg af b'chol. In other words, lo mi boy, if Tisha B'Av is on Sunday and Erev Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, when there's a very powerful svar, as we saw earlier, that Shabbos is mafkia avelus, and there are no other dinim of avelus that are chal on Shabbos, so for sure I can learn Torah. But afilu, even as far as the Yom Chol is concerned, when Tisha B'Av falls like it does this year on a Tuesday, then Monday afternoon, there's no Shabbos to be mafkia, but nevertheless, I'm going to be mekil and Yochol Lilmo Dvarim, he could learn whatever he wants. He says, Mi Shemargish Benafsho She Yochol Lirchok the Lilmo Dvarim Amutarim Velo Yemait Mipnei Zebelimudo, a person who would not in any way reduce his study of Torah by shifting on Erev Tisha B'Av to the Dvarim Haroim only mode, then Kadosh Yomolo, he's on a very high level. But not everyone is on that level. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even add anything here in his Bir Halacha to this Maamar Mordechai. He's basically, he's on board with this Maamar Mordechai, it seems. And therefore, what we saw before in the Mishnah Berurah, that Mi Sherotza Lahakel Bezeh Ein Mochin Biyado, I'm not even sure if it's Ein Mochin Biyado. I think maybe he should be encouraged to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av based on this Maamar Mordechai, which the Bir Halacha quotes verbatim without adding any comment to it, because he doesn't fit into the following category. I'm going to study Dvarim Haroim on Erev Tisha B'Av, and I'm going to maximize my time as if it was a regular Seder of Limud. If he doesn't fit into that category, and Dvarim Haroim is hard for him, then it would seem like we're advocating Dafka that he should learn Torah and Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, before we end the Shia, I wanted to point out to you a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer here in Or Chaim, and it's number Kuf Nun Vav. And he writes, Kol ma shalomi v'chatzos v'elech adayin machshavto olav. It's not the way we wanted to say it before, that Tisha B'Av and Avelus of Tisha B'Av begins Michatzos Ve'elech on Erev Tisha B'Av. We don't have any source for that. There are no dinim that we would justify this minig of an Issur Talmud Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av, that there are dinim of Avelus on Erev Tisha B'Av. There are no dinim of Avelus on Erev Tisha B'Av. Comes along the Chassam Sofer with a different twist on this minig of Issur Talmud Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av. And that is, Kol Ma Shalomed Michatzos V'elech Adayin Machshav To Olav Verhurhuro Gabe Laila. Unbelievable. He's saying that what you learn on Erev Tisha B'Av is so profound that it's going to compel you, almost you have no choice here, to think about those Divrei Torah even on Tisha B'Av itself. V'nichnas Li'ovel K'shu Sameach. Okay, now I think he's touching a little bit more on the ambiance of Tisha B'Av, but in his initial pshat, he's saying that the Issur of Limud Torah based on this meaning on Erev Tisha B'Av is because it might spill over and he's going to be Mahara in Divrei Torah on Tisha B'Av itself. And therefore he wants to say, if that be the case, Gam B'Shabbos Acher Chatzos Osur, She'enenu mishum avelus li'atzmo mishum laila shachreha. So it's fascinating to me that the Chassam Sofer is dafka more machmir on Erev Tisha B'Av, applying this chumra of avoiding Talmud Torah after Chatzos, even to the case of Shabbos, because he says it's not midin kiyum avelus. If it was midin kiyum avelus, then it's not appropriate for Shabbos. But rather it's a kind of harchaka that we should avoid getting a rangatan and sugyas on Erev Tisha B'Av, because that's going to spill over into our minds on Leil Tisha B'Av. And I find this very, very revolutionary, because we do find in Masechta Brachos that Ein Omdim Lispalel Mitoch Halacha Psuka, we don't use, our lumdus and our eon should not proceed immediately before Shmon Esrei. But here we're going from Yom to Laila, from Erev Tisha B'Av to Leil Tisha B'Av. How many people could actually fit this description that if they learn Tishbav, they learn Torah on Erev Tishbav, then Memela they'll have these Erhurim and Simcha of Talmud Torah on Tishbav. And therefore, even if you accept the position of the Chasam Sofer, I'm not sure that it would apply for us in our time. So just to summarize, we had some basic issues here and chakiris about Dvar Maharoyim, whether or not it's a heter or it's a kium, whether there is a mitzvah Talmud Torah B'Avil, a mitzvah Talmud Torah B'Tisha B'Av, or there's no mitzvah, Eis Lassos Lashem Eferus, a second of Chachomim in Tisha B'Av, we're able to be oker the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And we started the shiur with the Orach Laner, who's of the opinion that the Dvar Maharoyim is a chiyuv Talmud Torah, and just like the rest of the year, every day of the year, we're chayiv in Talmud Torah, so too on Tisha B'Av. You cannot take a day out of the 365 days of the calendar year and just remove it from Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is essential. It's got to be there. And even on Tisha B'Av, even if it means that we'll only be able to fulfill that mitzvah through that form and that framework of Dvar Maharoyim, that's it. That's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Yiratzo may be his will, that would be Zoche, to learn the halachas, fulfill the halachas, and that certainly the Mashiach should come. We won't have to enjoin ourselves from Talmud Torah on this coming Tisha B'Av. Kei Yiratzon. Amen.